This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado lawmakers are considering three bills that aim to ease overcrowding in prisons, a situation made worse by the state's budget crunch. Ray Solomon has more on what lawmakers might do about it.
Colorado's prisons are nearly out of space, and the state may need to spend tens of millions of dollars to open at least one new prison in the near future, a bitter pill to swallow when a massive budget shortfall already forced difficult cuts to Medicaid. Democratic Senator Mike Weissman is sponsoring several bills that he hopes can free up prison space and save the state money.
The state budget is limited. The more money that we end up needing to spend on corrections, the less there is on a lot of other things that people care about and want us to spend money on around here.
The bills aim to make parole more accessible for certain inmates and make it easier to earn credit for time served. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
Also at the State House, lawmakers are moving forward with a plan to shield K-12 schools from the tightening state budget. Here's CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine.
The School Finance Act is close to being finalized. Despite a significant state budget deficit and declining enrollment across the state, the bill manages to increase per-pupil funding by $440. That brings the statewide average to more than $12,000 per student. The $10 billion package relies heavily on the Kids Matter Fund, created last year to offset revenue shortfalls. It also continues a multi-year transition to a new funding formula designed to steer more resources toward rural districts and at-risk students. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
This Monday is May 4th, which means if you're passing through Denver International Airport today, and if you're a Star Wars fan, you get it. Once again, DIA will be celebrating a galaxy far, far away for Star Wars Day. The airport's therapy dogs will be joining costumed characters in wishing visitors safe travels. And May the 4th be with you. It's now 7:06. This is CPR News.